The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. Federal investigators are looking into the loss of 15 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but Missouri health officials say the state will not see an immediate impact. They talked to our partners at the Post-Dispatch. They say the state is waiting on more vaccines from Pfizer. Dr. Alex Garza says the region continues to administer roughly 77,000 doses a week. He projects 75% of adults could be vaccinated by the end of June. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he won't require what are known as vaccine passports, but he's okay with private companies adopting them. Vaccine passports are documentation that shows travelers have been vaccinated against COVID or recently tested negative for the virus. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing out vaccine passports to encourage travel. Some Republican lawmakers in Missouri have raised concerns with the concept of health certificates or travel passes. They say requiring the documents would infringe on people's right to travel and want to ban them. 23-year-old Cole Miller, behind bars this morning, charged with second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and receiving stolen property. Police say he shot and killed 32-year-old Sharif Khan Wednesday afternoon along Canterbury Road. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we climb above freezing after 9 a.m. with highs trying to touch the 60s. Then for your weekend, a lot of sunshine with temps in the upper 60s Saturday to mid-70. There is confidence also we're going to remain dry through early next week. Uncertainty, though, arrives on Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of rain and storms. We will have to watch timing of this as the home opener is on Thursday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.